Done. Battle of the Magpies. I've said it again. Do you want to find out how your side's preparing?
Absolutely.
Well, let's welcome assistant coach Josh Carr. Hello, Joshy.
Evening, Rooch and Kimbo.
Now, are you over there yet?
Yeah, we're in Melbourne. Just touched down about an hour ago.
So what happens tonight for the team? Do they do a little bit of a leg stretch, a captain's run or not? Is that...
Well, we just got in the hotel about, 20-30 minutes ago, and they're probably just relaxing for a bit, maybe having their own little stretches, but then we'll meet together for the team meeting, and then they'll have some dinner after it.
So smooth trip over, no late changes or anything, no one extra on the flight?
No late changes. We always travel with a couple of emergencies, so all healthy.
Who travelled today?
Gee, good question. Dante was one of them, and Dylan Williams was the other.
So Francis Evans stayed back, so he played for the Maggies.
Yep. So Josh, it's been questioned week after week after week, could Port Adelaide play two rucks? You've decided to do so by resting Charlie Dixon. How are Sweet and Soldo going to work for the first time together in an AFL game for Port Adelaide?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think it's exciting. Obviously, have Sweetie pull on the jumper for the first time. Mm. And, if you had a look at the pre-season, he was performing really well with Ivan as well. So how it works, Ivan will spend probably more time forward than Sweetie.
Yeah.
But they will rotate the rucks, and Sweetie will get a good go at it.
We're debating who gets the opening bounce. Does it really matter, or can you tell us?
Well, it doesn't really matter, and I can't tell you, Kimbo. but as I said, they'll both get a good go on the ruck.
How has Jordan Sweet developed since he's come from the Western Bulldogs? The question there is not only as a ruckman, but also as a forward to give you that option to play him with Soldo.
Yeah, well, he's from our point of view, from the start of pre-season to where he sits now, we thought he was... really good in the pre-season, and it wasn't a big difference between him and Ivan. So we feel like we've got two really good ruckmen in the team, and like I said, Ivan will probably spend a bit more time forward than Jordan, I think. Mm. Ivan's probably got, better forward craft and has played a bit of time up forward, where Sweetie's probably played most of his footy as a ruck, albeit he will spend some time forward.
So the Charlie Dixon decision opens that opportunity, but Soldo also did a fair bit of work last week and took a hit late in the game. Did that also factor in that needing that Jordan Sweet there because of what Soldo had gone through last week?
Not necessarily about last week. We'd pretty much planned this. I think it was Kenny at the start of the season, but even last week, Sweetie had a pretty good idea that there's a good chance he was going to come in this week. So it probably helps Ivan out, as far as for the year. And as I said, there wasn't a lot of difference between the two of them. So I think to be able to play both of them just helps us manage our list a lot better through the year.
Doing a lot of that now, aren't you?
Well, I think, the depth of our list has definitely improved. So it's a sort of a great position to be in without, I guess flaunting it or, doing the wrong thing. We feel like we're looking after our group in a really good way, in a really positive way. And it's obviously about the whole year and making sure that we're in a really good position at the right time. Yeah. But that's not taken away from the fact that we need to win our games of footy now as well.
I think what also has been good, you're winning games and you seem to be doing it without much influence from Todd Marshall. In your eyes, has he been quiet or a bit scratchy this year?
I wouldn't say he's quiet. Can he get better? I think he can absolutely get better. And I think he's been playing his role as a key forward there for us. Obviously, we've had Charlie there. Jeremy was also there earlier. And, there's no doubt that I think he's not on his own. I think as a team, we can definitely get better and improve. So each individual has got a little bit of improvement left in him, probably not a little bit, a lot of improvement left in him. So Todd, he's obviously he's going to be the leader there tomorrow. And I know that he's looking forward to taking on that role and that challenge himself.
Talking of improvement, Sam Powell Pepper will be better for the run. He was a little ring rusty. How's he look this week?
Yeah, I think he'll just get better each week. Obviously he missed a chunk of football for about 7 or 8 weeks of footy, really. that he missed from that first practice match against the Crows. So he'll get better each week. His effort is always there. He'll just improve that little bit of polish.
Josh, interesting line from Ken Inglis at his press conference today that the run with player has changed in its role from what we used to remember, certainly from your time, where if anyone had you as a shadow, that was it. You were there from start to finish. How much has the run with role changed recently?
Well, I guess it's changed a lot that you don't, you know, I don't know if there's any teams out there that have just got one that they just go throughout there every week. Sometimes we'll start with one. But most of the time we probably usually go to it in the game, and then it sort of depends on what type of player it is, you know, like whether it's a really good stoppage player where you've got to go to on that stoppage, or it's post-stoppage. So, yeah, it's evolved, and, you know, I guess gone are the days where it's just an outright stopper and doesn't get the ball. Most of them usually have a pretty good idea on how to find the footy as well.
So, Josh, how much is that about you deal with this player if he comes into your territory so that you don't disturb the structure of your team? It's about territory by territory rather than position by position.
Well, sometimes it's definitely about that. You don't want to the thing is, sometimes if you get a really smart, and most players are pretty intelligent when it comes to footy smarts these days, the way they can manipulate a stoppage or manipulate a part of the ground. So you just got to be careful about how you get pulled around and dragged around and opened up.
Contest.
We're live and interactive. The text line is 0427154166. Thanks to Monteen Hyundai. Here's one. Who will be presenting Jordan Sweet his jumper before the game? Will someone do that, even though he's played at another club? Is there a presentation?
Yeah, they will. And it's probably going to be me.
Oh, beautiful. Being his former coach.
No, we always do that. And obviously, he's playing his first game for our footy club, and he's obviously he was a Port supporter growing up as a kid, and happy for him to be pulling out that jumper for the first time this weekend.
I remember this time last year, Joshy, when you're taking on Collingwood at the MCG. I'm not sure who we spoke to, but all the footy vernacular was around who's going to take Nick Dacos. There doesn't seem to be as much talk about it now, and does it matter if he starts across halfback or in the middle, or is he just another player now? And I say that incredibly respectfully.
Yeah. Well, I think, like, I guess all of their really good players, we have plans in place, and he's no different. So we have plans in place for everyone. And if he starts in the middle, we're obviously very wary of what he can do. And like I said, he can play. He's a player that can play in a lot of positions. And in some ways, we probably got a little bit manipulated against him last year when we did the job on him at the MCG. But we also sent Drury to him in the game at Adelaide Oval last year, and Drury did a good job on him for three quarters.
Josh, how different is it for your midfield now that they can think about forward half footy? Because what's happening at the back with those three big guys that are there that you have now has changed the dimension of Port's defence.
Yeah, well, it's comforting to know that, you know, you've got that support if you don't win a stoppage or you are up against it. Like last week, really, we weren't really winning the ball in around the contest, but our defenders stood tall and stood really strong. And it builds connection between groups, between areas. And, I'd like to think the defenders know that they can rely on us most of the time. And hopefully when we are losing stoppage, we're sending some dirty ball in there for them to defend. So they've been outstanding. I think they've grown with each game that they've played together, and I think they can keep getting better.
Zerk Thatcher and Big Ivan, they hit the ground running from game one. It looked like Asava took a little bit longer, but his last couple of weeks have been really promising.
Yeah, they have. And, he's relatively new to that position, so it was always going to take a bit of time and a bit of confidence from us to him to feel like we're going to back him in, and I hope he feels like that. I think he does. And just the connection that he's built with his teammates, especially in that back six, back seven. So I feel like he's getting better. And like I've probably said this a few times in this interview, where there's improvement in everyone.
Josh, while you were checking in, we had Andy Otten, who's now working at Collingwood. Interesting remark he made about how Port Adelaide defend Adelaide Oval well because it's skinny, but the MCG has space. How much is that testing you when you get to the MCG and, you know, particularly getting out of half back? We've seen before it has tested Port Adelaide severely at times.
Yeah, I sort of look at it and think, well, we've won our last three there at MCG, so it's pretty comforting to know that we can perform well there. Does it test you? It probably does with the width of the ground, that you can get caught up in it, but you can, you know, everyone can only kick the same amount of distance. So I sort of feel like you can get caught up with thinking that you're defending a lot more space than you really have to. And I feel like we've sort of, I guess, not nailed it, but I feel like we've improved in that area and feel comfortable with playing and defending the MCG.
How have you been coping with all the questions about the succession plan?
Oh,
does it do your head in?
Well, you just asked it again, Kimbo.
No, I'm asking, does it do your head in?
It doesn't bother me. I don't think it bothers us, really. I think how everyone's worked together as a coaching group, we feel like we're on a really good pathway this season, and everyone's doing a great job.
And talking of a great job, I think your recruiting department's done that. We've spoken about the players that have come in, but yeah, you don't have many injuries, and it's given you genuine depth now, and you don't have to play players that have little niggles. And I see Boakey, you've decided to rest him again.
Well, Boakey's had that sore back and didn't feel it was 100% this week. So, you know, no rush. It is about the long game in being a season. So, you know, as we touched on earlier, it's definitely having a bit more depth on our list is helping us get through this period and making sure we can manage our group in the right way.
Never easy to come back from a knee reco. Mitchy Georgiadis looks like he's doing it quite well.
Yeah, he is. We took our time with George early in the season, and we just wanted to make sure that he came into our team confident in his form, and he did that. He had really good form at the Maggies, and then has now taken that into the AFL, and we feel like he's improving each week that he plays and getting more confident in his body, but also in his football.
Josh, talking about the way the game has changed, we now have defenders who get tagged because they start the game. Like, we've seen that so often, how you get a halfback who's got someone sitting heavily on them. But we've got forwards now who have to do defensive pressure to keep the ball in. There's a lot of criticism of Jed McIntyre. He doesn't get enough of the ball, they say. How do you see his game?
Well, I see Jed as when he's playing at his best, and his best is his pressure in and around the footy. Yes, he still wins footy as well. But I guess the one word that he brings to our team is he brings forward pressure. He makes opposition defenders think about releasing the ball earlier because of that pressure that's there in their face. And he's had some really important roles for us as a team, and he can be a bit of a barometer. So, yeah, like every role within our team, there's a lot of different ones, but we see that role for that pressure forward as a really important one.
And Willie Rioli, how have you seen his second year? It just looks a lot fitter and a lot more energised.
Yeah, Willie's, well, he's class. You know, like when he gets the ball in his hands, there's usually something that comes on the end of it, whether he hits a teammate or kicks a goal. And and he always stands up when we need him to stand up. So he's been super since he's come to our footy club.
It'll be a fascinating game, this one.
It's going to be a ripper. I reckon, what, Roach, 70,000 there? 60, 70?
But haven't they got the greatest supporter group in the country?
Are you not
world?
Happy with that? All right, maybe 80.
Are they going to fill the stadium?
If you can't get there, you can hear it on AFL Nation. The game starts at 1:15 at the MCG. Josh, we look forward to watching this one. We wish you all the very best.
Thank you. Thanks,
Josh.
Joshy Carr. It's going to be a ripping game.